So if I was teaching this lesson this week, oh, I so wish I was, or if I was teaching in seminary, gospel doctrine, even to the youth, you can believe that this would be on the table for where I was teaching. What do we have right here, Don?
Almonds.
Do you like almonds?
I love almonds.
Yeah, do you know what I'm doing with this?
Yes, I know where you're going.
I'm almost afraid. I was going to eat some right now, but I found them in the back of my pantry, so they're probably really old. But I would pass them around and I would have everybody in my class eat almonds, except if you're allergic, don't do that. But it's important to be able to experience what we're about to teach you because it has something to do with almonds. And the really cool thing is I would have never guessed in a million years that an almond could point me to Christ and that an almond could show me that the power of God is real. And we're going to show you that in today's episode. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak-Hall, and this is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. And this is for the Come Follow Me lesson of Numbers chapters 11 through 14, 20 through 24, and 27. And this is part one of two. So Don, let's get into this story because it's a good one.
It's a great one.
It's a fun story to
tell. I love it.
Like everyone should embrace this story and eat almonds.
And I want to remind everyone of Moses 6:63, all things testify of Jesus Christ.
That is a great cross-reference.
So keep that in mind. So let's look at some photographs first. In the Middle East to this day, shepherds carry a rod or a staff, and some of them have a rod and a staff. So here's an image. I love this image of the young shepherd with the sheep. And I've got a couple more. A shepherd up on the hillside with the sheep, and another one, the one on the right, that is a rod. The one on the left, that's a staff.
What is the difference?
Well, the rod is a little shorter. Some shepherd will probably correct me, but I have tried to do my homework here. So a staff is good to negotiate rocks and boulders and uneven terrain. So you're holding it like this. A rod can be used when you're counting sheep, when it goes into a sheepfold and one, two, three, and so on, or help direct a sheep. Go this way. Don't go this way. Here's another one.
Okay.
Here's a shepherd from around 1919, and he has a rod and a staff, and a rifle.
Wow.
And this is in the Jerusalem, Palestine area. I want to point out Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, thy rod and thy staff. See both. They're both there.
Wow,
they comfort me.
Oh, I look at that and think, one counts us.
Yes.
Like, aware of us.
Yes. That's according to some scholars. Maybe there are different cultural differences from continent to continent. I don't know. Let's look at Psalm 23 down the road.
Okay.
It's very powerful. Let's look at some examples of sacred items in the Bible. And in our dispensation, we also know of sacred items like the Urim and Thummim.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some from the Bible, the Urim and Thummim, the mantle of Elijah the prophet, the sacrificial altar and the altar of incense, Paul's handkerchiefs, the Ark of the Covenant, brazen serpent.
We have the bread of God's presence, the shoe bread, the white stone with a new name, sacrificial animals, anointing oil, jar of manna, water for washings, sacramental bread and water, and high priest vestments.
So in this context, we're going to look at the rod of Aaron.
Okay.
So this rod had special powers. This rod was cast before Pharaoh, and it became a serpent. Pharaoh's magician's rod became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed them up. Aaron lifted his rod and stretched forth his hand on Egypt's waters, and the waters became blood.
So turn in your scriptures to Numbers chapter 16, because there's a real scuffle going on that involves the rod of Aaron. And that's where we're going to talk about how sacred this is. So this is the craziest story. It's just one of those crazy Old Testament stories, but there's meaning behind it. It's super duper powerful. So in Numbers chapter 16, there are people that have some issues. Like, why does Aaron get the priesthood? Because they wanted the priesthood. They felt like they were entitled to the priesthood. And so they actually approached Moses, and there were people like, I don't think Aaron should have it. Maybe we should have a chance to have it. And so we're going to find out what happens in this story in Numbers 16 and 17, where the Lord's going to tell him exactly who gets the priesthood.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is good. Okay, here we go.
So we're going to run through just some key points.
Okay.
So three people plus 250 rebels, emphasize rebels, they seek the priesthood, priestly offices. The earth swallows the rebels and their families. Their families, why would the earth swallow them? Well, God's a judge. He's a perfect judge, and he knows how to handle all situations. He has all knowledge. He's perfectly fair. This is a wonderful image by a biblical artist. It's created in 1866, and it just kind of gives this image to it. So I wanted to share
this
one.
That's a great picture.
Next was Fire from heaven consumes the 250 rebels. After that, Israel starts murmuring against Moses and Aaron for killing the people, as if it's their fault.
Right.
As if they control the earth and the fire. The Lord then plagued Israel, and 14,000 people died. Yeah. And you say, what's this all about and what's going on? Then the Lord commanded Moses, each of the 12 tribes take their rod and write their name of the tribe on the rod. Notice this, take the 12 rods into the most sacred spot on earth, into the Holy of Holies.
One of the things I loved about this, because it goes back to what we talked about, that they were to take it into the Holy of Holies, but it said to place it before the testimony of the Lord,
yes,
which you taught us is the Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of the Covenant. So God's teaching them in ways only God can. And then God says this, the man's rod of the 12 rods, whom I will choose to hold the priesthood, it'll blossom. And I'll make to cease from me the murmurings of Israel. So the next day on the morrow, Moses went into the tabernacle, and the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded. But notice this, it brought forth buds and had blossoms and almonds. Three stages of the almond on one stick.
You would have expected maybe just a green sprout.
Yes, yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
But he goes all in.
Yes.
And just like to the fullest to have an almond on a stick with the bud.
He does that for you and me and everyone.
He does.
We want this much. He gives us this much to the moon and back.
What a great lesson for that verse.
All right. The children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Now, here's what I find interesting, Sister Hall.
Okay.
The earth opening and the people going down, that's not enough for Israel.
No.
Fire from heaven, that's not enough for them. The plagues, that's not enough for them. They need a stick that blossoms and has almonds. Is that interesting?
That's really fascinating.
React.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if I'm there and the earth opens up and swallows some evil people,
I'm done. That's enough.
I got it. I got the message. But all of these, and then it takes this, and God knows this.
Mm-hmm. The neat thing too is in the scripture. So, and Don, you have taught this as well. So we have chapters in our King James Version, but in the original version, there's not chapter breaks.
Correct.
So you have Numbers chapter 17, verse 12 and 13, where they're saying, we're going to die. We'll be consumed. We're going to die. And if you just get rid of chapter 18 and read right into the next verse, I love how it reads, because they're saying, we're going to die. We're going to die. And the Lord said to Aaron, like, I just love it. So here's what God did. Here's what the Lord did. And so you just continue with that storyline.
Yes. So almond trees are found even today in the Holy Land. I wanted everyone to see what it looks like. So this is the bud. This is the blossom. See how beautiful it is? Mm-hmm. And this is the almond ready to harvest. So that stick had all three.
That's what converted them.
Yes.
That all three things existed on the stick.
So here are four miracles.
Okay.
A dead stick came to life. It budded, blossomed, and bore almonds. And these miracles occurred in the Holy of Holies. Now, how significant was the rod of Aaron? The Ark of the Covenant placed in the tabernacle's Holy of Holies housed the rod of Aaron, the jar or the bowl of manna, whatever it was, and the tablets of the law. I'm thankful to Daniel Smith, my friend, for letting me use these images.
Yeah.
So here's the Ark. Take the lid off. That's what you found inside.
For some Christians, the Hebrew shaked, which is an almond or almond tree, has a special meaning that suggests the resurrection. The Hebrew word for almond and almond tree is shaked, which denotes to wake up early, and the almond tree is so called from its early waking out of winter's sleep. Love that! The almond tree is the first of the trees to come into blossom at the end of January or at the beginning of February, like this newness of life.
Yes, yes. So in Israel, the almond tree buds early in the season. And Jesus was the first to awaken at the resurrection. Paul, the apostle in 1 Corinthians 15, called him the first fruits. Mm. And remember the first fruits under the law of Moses, the offering of the first fruits? That also points to Christ. The rod of Aaron, the shaked, to rise early, points to Jesus Christ.
Oh, I think that's awesome.
And he's like this dead stick. I'm saying this wrong, but I think people will get it. That came to life in not just buds, but buds, blossoms, almonds.
Love how all of these things point to Jesus Christ. That is the most powerful lesson of all of this and what you've just stated. And it makes me think in my own life, like, what else points to Jesus Christ? Something as simple as an almond will never be the same for me again, or your class if you share almonds. What are the almonds in your life? What are the things that might have just seemed so ordinary and mundane that the Lord has used to teach his power and his goodness? And that's the message throughout the scriptures. There's so many things that are symbolic of him. And you go back to how you started with Moses, chapter 6, verse 63, all things testify of Jesus Christ. And then you want to go just a little bit further, because does that all things include you? Are you testifying of Jesus Christ? Maybe you're his almond or his almond bud. So thank you for joining us for this discussion. That story's so fun. I'm so glad we included it. Have a great week. Shalom and goodbye.